Hello there, welcome to the EBU. So we've just finished the masterclass in news and social media, and Daniel is here with me from Portuguese TV, and we're going to get an instant review. We've been learning about audio boost. We thought, you know, let's just fire it up and give it a go. So this is Daniel's debut on audio boost. How did you find the masterclass?
Fantastic. As I'm a Twitter and Facebook user, I think that Audioboo was the most exciting thing for me because I didn't know Audioboo, and my head is bubbling to find ways of using it, and I'm going to use it for sure.
That's good. It's always good to come away from these things with ideas. So look, I know you are very much into using Twitter and Facebook, and you're holding your iPhone in your hand with one eye at it as I speak. You're looking at your Twitter account. Give us your tip. Give us your golden rule for using social media successfully in news.
Always keep connected, and interaction with your viewers or spectators, and do it in a personal way. In a way that they feel that you are talking to them, not just posting something to everybody. If you do that, they will follow you.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Let's move over. Oliviero is here from Rai, the Italian broadcaster. So what's the most valuable thing you've learned over the last few days?
It is that the enemy is not as terrible as they depict it. As being a reporter, in a way, they tell me that social media are going to kill journalism. And I don't believe that, but I was here to learn more about the use of social media and news. And the answer I got out of this class is that the two worlds can really cooperate, and one can help the other out. And there are a lot of resources that you can find in social media. The important thing is never to forget that you are a journalist, and that you must use social media as a journalistic tool. It's not so easy, actually, because it's something new, but it can be done. And in that sense, this class was enlightening.
Fantastic. Well, it was lovely to meet you. And finally, because you have 5 minutes on Audioboo, and our 5 minutes is almost up, I'm stalking behind Pavlina here from Czech television. And Pavlina is the co-host of a program called Hyde Park, which is completely driven by viewers' comments on Facebook, Twitter, and those traditional things called phones and normal text messages. So tell us, what's the most useful thing you've learned the last few days?
Well, it is always great when I can meet colleagues from other countries and to exchange ideas, to discuss what's new, because I'm keen on new trends and everything. So that was great. I think the course was very dynamic and people were very open to discuss, so that was perfect. And Justin was great too, because he made it possible for us. So for me, the new thing was this audio booth, which is something that I didn't know. And we will now discuss with my colleagues at work if we could use it somehow too. And I think we should make an experiment in the Czech Republic, where Twitter is not very fashionable, kind of social experiment through our media, I mean through Czech television. I think that I will bring TweetDeck to my colleagues in the newsroom, and I will show them how it works, and we will invite people to send us tweets so that we can maybe change the atmosphere a little bit, because in the Czech Republic, Facebook is much more popular in the moment.
So it's all right. TweetDeck is a fantastic tool. Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you. Okay, that ends this report. Goodbye from Geneva, where it's just started to snow again.